grab your coffee and let's chat about everything that went on in Hollywood this past week. I want to start out with controversial news that Jennifer Lopez is moving from Miami to LA to be closer to new boyfriend Ben Affleck. It's said that she's looking for a fresh start and it's going to be her and her twins moving to LA. She'll be enrolling them in schools out here in California. An insider told Cosmo that, quote, she's crazy about Ben. He spoils her with love and is very witty and charming. He's a man's man, and she finds him so attractive and strong. She's in it for the long term, and she sees her future with him, unquote. Let's keep in mind, though, that although they've dated in the past, which was many years back, she recently got out of a relationship that her kids were heavily involved in, and now this relationship with Ben is pretty fresh. Is it premature to uproot your life considering the potential that this is, you know, rebound for the both of them and that there's no ring? Again, it's her life and often with celebrities, we see this. So why is this specific thing controversial considering the circumstances? Well, it's because of her children. I mean, they would have to be pulled out of school at such an important age. They're both 13 years old. And I can speak from firsthand experience, being taken out of a school and plopped into another at that age is very difficult, especially when it's a whole new state. J.Lo's always been reported to be a great mother, and I'm sure the norms for a child of an A-list celebrity is a little bit different than the norms for us. But I want to know, what do you think about this fresh start? Is it smart for her to uproot her life and her children to move to somebody who she's only been with since May? Obviously, we're going to support her either way, but I want you to write in because I need to know your thoughts. Angelina Jolie is another star that might be re-sparking an old flame after her very public divorce with Brad Pitt. She's been spotted heading to her ex-husband Johnny Lee Miller's house with a nice bottle of wine and leaving a few hours later that same night. Many Hollywood exes stay friends. Obviously, a very iconic example of this is Jen Aniston and Brad Pitt. But let's break it down a little more to see if there's anything there. Angelina is currently in a very heated child custody battle with Brad. And the headlines lately have been all about how the custody was said to be split 50-50, and she's not happy about that at all. So, though she and Miller split in 1999, she's always been vocal about regretting the way that it ended. According to Yahoo News, she actually said in an interview that the divorce was probably one of the dumbest things she's ever done. So here are the theories. She might be leaning on an old friend for support during her custody battle. She could be making amends with him and putting all of these past regrets to rest. Or there might be something romantic going on. But either way, we know stars like this don't stay single for long. So don't be too surprised if we hear that they've eloped a week from now. While these couples may be rekindling things, there's definitely trouble in paradise for Jersey Shore star Angelina and husband Chris. On a recent episode of the show's reboot, there were rumors brought up about the spark in their marriage being gone. And it turns out that since filming, things haven't really gotten any better. Apparently, he's wanted to get a tattoo of his, which was dedicated to her, covered up. And she says that he's practically moved out 6 times. Angelina admits that their sex life is pretty much non-existent. TMI or not, they're definitely trying to push through by showing face at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and we have to be honest with ourselves. Even if they split, even if this is all true, it's safe to say that the spotlight will always be on Ronnie. There's no way you can beat him when it comes to relationship issues. But not all relationships are a mystery. This week, Liam Hemsworth and Gabriella Brooks made their relationship public. Though we've been talking about them for literally over a year, since December 2019, they've never really confirmed or denied that they were together. But last Friday, they attended the Gold Dinner in Australia, which is a big deal and involves many other celebrities like Liam's brother Chris and Matt Damon. And then they took to social media to share these photos that were taken that night. And yes, we've seen photos of them on social media throughout the year, but the post never came from them directly, which leads us to think that things are now very serious if they're sharing this on their personal pages. A source confirms this by saying that they're trying to keep it low-key and protected. The source says, "This is a very different relationship for Liam than what he had with Miley. They say that his past was full of highs and lows, and this one is very smooth. They have similar lifestyles and similar interests." Additionally, from the photos, it seems that Liam's family approves of her. And suddenly, I'm hearing wedding bells. But those wedding bells I'm hearing might actually be for Frankie Grande, who got engaged to his boyfriend of 2 years, Hale Leon. Frankie is the one who proposed, and the setting was very similar to his sister's recent wedding to Dalton Gomez. It was private, they had very close friends and family around only. Frankie told Hale that they were going to celebrate Frankie's 4 years of sobriety at a party, and when they got there, the surprise was turned around on him. Frankie says that their relationship was love at first dance, and you can see the People exclusive engagement photos by clicking the link in my show notes. And in honor of Pride Month, it's also important to report that American Idol fan favorite David Archuleta has officially publicly come out as being a member of the LGBTQIA+ community. He said he's not only bisexual, but he's also a man of faith, and he really believes that the two can coexist peacefully. He also says that he's been out to his family for years now, but finally feels comfortable enough to share the news with the rest of the world. You can read David's full statement in my show notes or visit his Instagram post. And this good news is followed up by more good news. Lorde has released a new single called Solar Power in honor of the solar eclipse that happened on Thursday. The single is a sample to get us ready for her new album that is soon to come. This album will be her third. We can definitely be excited because her last two earned her a Grammy each. We also got to take a look at the album's cover art, but it was taken down shortly after due to copyright infringement. And TikTok conspiracy theorists believe that this is because of the shocking similarity to a scene from the film Midsommar. So we'll have to wait and see if she changes it or if she's able to keep it. But this album is said to be light, airy, and fun, which is unlike her previous work, which is obviously a bit more emotional and dark. Let me know if you're excited to see this new change in her or if you'd prefer her old work. And finally, something else many are excited about is the Sex and the City limited series reboot. Photos were shared this week from the OG cast member Sarah Jessica Parker of her and the others reunited for the new limited series titled And Just Like That. And though it's been over a decade since the show ended, fans and celebrities alike are absolutely freaking out about this reboot. Many commented on her post showing their excitement, including Andy Cohen, who actually commented, "I just pooped my pants." That's a level of excitement I cannot relate to. But others were taking note that Kim Cattrall, who's an OG cast member, was not in the photo. This is because she won't be participating in the reboot. Do with that what you will. Maybe it's adding a little bit of heat to the rumors of her having issues with the other cast members, but if you're still excited to watch it even without her, you can do so next year on the HBO app. That is it for this week's headlines. Don't forget, you can read more details on each by clicking the link in my show notes. If you see any headlines you want me to cover or have thoughts on this week's, please DM me on Instagram at MeganTheMorningPodcast. And I'll be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.